Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, May 26th, the Texans went through day 7 of OTAs, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak had a lot to say and discussed, amongst other things, some roster changes that might be coming.
If you talk about what Bernard has done, what you expect him to do now that he's got almost a full year under his belt when you're in your system.
Well, I mean, he was exceptional, you know, for to pick a guy up in a season like that coming and play. He was exceptional for our team. I think he's, you know, very comfortable right now with what we're doing and with himself. So his leadership skills are starting to take over from that standpoint. So he's kind of an enforcer in a lot of ways. That's what he is. He's a very physical player.
How rare or unusual is that to get a guy and make an impact almost immediately?
Well, that's very unusual. You know, that's a credit to Rick and going out and finding a guy like that. But you do see some players sometime, Mark, that they start somewhere and after a couple of years something doesn't go right and they take advantage of their second opportunity. There's other guys like that. Like Joe Dreesen's a player like that. So, you know, if a guy's going to make it in this league when they're told no one time or not here, some of them leave and some of them say, bull corn, I think you're wrong. And, you know, he's one of those players that's proven that.
Training camp's still a few months away, but what are the two key decisions you think position-wise going? I mean, you're pretty solid everywhere, but, for example, a linebacker until Brian gets back, and you also have a kicking situation. What do you think your biggest decisions are going to be?
Well, we've got a big decision. I wouldn't say it's a decision, but we've got some altering to do, you know, Rick and I, as far as roster and how we bring guys, because our count system's going to change. If we got two kickers in camp and a snapper in camp, all of a sudden we're a little bit lower at some other spots. If I had to go to one place that's going to be the sticking point throughout camp as we work, and I'm going to have to work around at our tight end position because, you know, OD and Anthony Hill will not be participating in training camp. So, you know, you go carrying six tight ends to get through training camp, but you got other problems at other spots. So, you know, we got some work to do from that standpoint.
How's your health and attendance situation, David?
Everything's fine. James Casey, he and his wife had a baby boy yesterday, and but he's with his wife today, so he is not here. I think we had a little hamstring issue with Mike Brazel, and Parsons' ankle's a little sore, but everybody's out here.
On OD, did you not expect him to go through camp, or is that worrisome?
I mean, it's been the thought all the time. He's way ahead of schedule. He's doing very well, but it's been thought of all the time that if we get to camp that he would do some, like, possible work, like in 7-on-7 non-contact type stuff, but not throw him right back into full bang, so to speak. So, you know, there's going to be some maneuvering to do, and Anthony realistically probably won't be ready until the beginning of the season.
How impressed have you been with Steve since coming back from the neck injury?
Slayton,
how he's looked with the weight loss and everything of that sort?
Well, that's good, but the impressive thing for me has been that Steve's reaction to Arian lining up with the first group, Steve's reaction to coming back from a rough year. He's been very positive. He's been better, and I think he'll come back and play very well.
Also meeting with the media on Wednesday after practice was defensive lineman Antonio Smith. He talked about a lot with the media, including what he hopes to do better in 2010.
Towards the, you know, middle and the end of the season, they just, you know, let me do me. And I, you know, I've been in this game and I work with vets, you know, from the first year I was in. And so I just learned how to teach myself how to pick up my technique. If I see it lacking, I ask coach to go look on film and tell me what he see. If he see it, then I stay out of practice and correct it.
Is there an example of that at all?
An example? Yeah. I think, like, game 4 or 5, I asked Bill to go back over all my game film, just me, and, tell me what was going on pass rushing-wise, you know, far as I was feeling like I was getting a lot of hits on the quarterback. I just wasn't getting sacks. And he actually made up, like, a funny film of me missing. I think he kind of, like, a legitimate 11 sacks, like, where I just had the quarterback and he put a move on me or something. So he just told me that, you know, you're doing the right thing, just keep doing that. You just got to finish, you know, get the quarterback on the ground.
Thanks a lot.
You mentioned coming over here, there was some transition. What kind of transition issues or did you have to go through?
As always, I didn't know it, you know, because it was my first time switching the team, but now I see that there's always issues because you have to adjust to different personalities. You have to adjust to different ways of playing, different blocks, you know, or coaching techniques and things like that. Or just, my main thing was just being myself, you know, being able to be myself. And once I got, you know, comfortable in net, I think everything started to flow all right.
Defensive tackle Amobi Okoye is slimmer and trimmer. He discussed that weight loss and much more after Wednesday's practice.
Just come to learn the NFL is not really all about size. It's about, you know, technique, speed, and quickness.
You know, everybody, when he came in the league, what the concern was, would he get overpowered? You don't feel like that's going to be a problem?
No, not at all, because I feel like I'm actually probably close to the strongest I've ever been. You know, we don't get to do as much as we really want to do in the weight room because you want to be smart. But I feel like if I wanted to throw 400-something pounds on the bench, I can do that. If I want to do 600-something pounds squatting, I can do that. So the strength is still definitely there. It's just lost some of the fat.
How much you lose?
About 15 pounds. Yeah, the report said 30. That is not true at all, at all.
Do you wish you'd lost 30?
No, not at all. Not at all. 15 is just about right. I'm about 285, 290 right now, so.
Did you, was this an off season where you said to yourself, I haven't lived up to expectations and I need to start doing that?
Not at all. It was off season where I said to myself, I want to, you know, I'm a defensive tackle and I like sacks, like, you know, real good. And and so I haven't had, you know, as much sacks as I had in my rookie year. You know, 5.5 sacks coming out of the rookie year. I really didn't know what that was then. But that's pretty much just what it's been. And I want to be one of the main people contributing to putting this team in the playoffs.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. And keep it right here for all the information you could ever want to know about your favorite football team.
Ball time in Houston.